Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If your pet has or you suspect they might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a health care provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of All Paws Pet Talk, this radio show, or their sponsors.
All aboard. We're going back to Eden. Yeah. We're going back to Eden. We are going back to Eden. Welcome to the Back to Eden Pet Talk radio show with your host, Gigi Shimon, and my new co-host, Dr. Mark. Dr. Mark was formerly a chiropractor for 17 years, and then he changed over. He had a new beginning, a new understanding and revelation about the free practice of the tribal and pastoral healing arts that are gifted to us in the ancient scriptures and outlined in all of the sacred texts. And through the Pastoral Medical Association, Dr. Mark comes to us today. Welcome, Dr. Mark.
Thanks for having me today.
It's so great. Well, you know, we hope you'll just move on in and make yourself at home, because we love having you here. We love having your perspective, and we love offering our listeners expert opinion, because it's one thing to hear it from a 30-year rescuer and an animal minister, but it's another thing to hear it from a healthcare professional. And one thing that's really exceptional also, ladies and gentlemen, is that Dr. Mark, not only does he have a conventional medical education, but when he branched out into the Pastoral Medical Association, he was free to explore emerging technologies that are absolutely mind-blowing. We had Dr. Mark on last week, and he was explaining to us about the life system. And really, this is the wellness of the future, and it's here today, energy medicine. Dr. Mark, how did you first get acquainted with energy medicine, and really how do you see it interplaying with people's quest for better health?
I was a chiropractic patient when I was a child, and my chiropractor was really outside the box in terms of his approach, obviously traditional chiropractic, but also utilized acupuncture, herbal medicine, homeopathy. And I got exposed to a fantastic array of very successful technologies as a youngster, and then on through my adult career, and worked with him for a brief time as well. And so after I graduated from chiropractic school at Palmer in 1993, so in essence, watching, I would call it a master, a good friend and colleague of mine that explored other technologies that were available to him, from magnetic therapies, I recall, to, as I mentioned, acupuncture and energetic technologies and biofeedback. It was just a real gift, Gigi, to be able to see what's possible in the healing realm when we really open up to possibilities that are safe and proven, that have a reasonably good chance to succeed. And I was, you know, encouraged and really inspired, if you will, and empowered over my career by just branching out and seeing what's available that's out there, including, as we mentioned, the life system biofeedback.
Well, this was the thing for me. You know, I was the patient nobody could help, and I've had a lot of animals that even the vets were like, you know, just let them go home and die. And with exceptional nutrition, some cleansing, but the key, I had reached a personal glass ceiling where, and I understand what it was now, is I didn't have enough conductivity in my cells to even take in the great nutrients I was taking, to take in proper hydration, and for my cells to excrete the toxins that were produced and also that we're all exposed to and are built up in our system. So when energy medicine came into my life, and I had my first, you know, interview with my body's electrical system, it read me like a book. It was so accurate. Then when the modalities were applied and we began to restore the conductivity in the cell, I took off like a rocket and I achieved perfect divine health with the combination of three things, which is really the Back to Eden approach, is we're going back to the old wisdom, but we're also applying the greatest advancements in technologies that are based on the basic elements of creation: light, color, sound, scalar. And so, Mark, as you've branched out, what are some of the results that you've seen? Just, you know, kind of give everybody an overview with some of the energy modalities that you've worked with.
Well, I'd be happy to, Gigi. And what's interesting is our incorporation of the life system biofeedback, which is a technology that is a stress assessment technology. It takes about 10 minutes to really get the assessment of the body energy and the stress, completely the organs and the meridians and environmental stressors. In addition to that, a technology called the WaveMaker, bioresonance from Germany. Some of these are new words, like resonance, but what that really means is vibration, and everything is you've mentioned before is spinning, is vibrating, right? Down to the smallest particles, the atoms, the protons, neutrons, and electrons, everything's vibrating. And so it's this wonderful concert, this symphony, and when there's, you know, I've been to my son's concerts, and when there's a violin, maybe out of tune, correct, we've picked that up instantly. Although there's a lot going on, we can understand our bodies and feel from within when something's not quite right. The beautiful thing is there are technologies out there, folks, that are enhancing for our health, that give us information, because it's all based on information and energy. And when we can fine-tune the body and raise that voltage, what Gigi was talking about, that we have a physics within our body, how it works. And so when we can assess what's going on and then just simply fine-tune, I tell our clients it's all about fine-tuning. So it's not like maybe it's overwhelming a particular concern for your animal or for your own health. But in essence, what is possible is that we can find out where the imbalances are, if it's too high or too low in energy. And then essentially there are mechanisms, as we talked about, biofeedback, that can really help to enhance and bring back that level of wellness and that level of health that you've once enjoyed.
Well, that was the amazing thing to me, is that I was so used to a biochemical approach where, you know, you take the pill, you take the potion, and actually, you know, I had mastered that and solved many, many issues. But it's come to the point with the burden of toxins that are electrical impeders. That means they prevent the flow, the free flow of electricity through the body, through the neural system, the neural network. And that's how the neurons communicate. That's your brain, that's your spine. Everything in your body is being governed by nerves. So if they can't communicate properly, are we surprised that goofy stuff is coming up, crazy sicknesses and syndromes and allergies and all kind of degradations of health? When I found the energy medicine piece, it really was kind of like the missing link for me that put it all together. And now we see really quick transitions when you take both together, because you're giving the body the biological building blocks with the superior nutrition. You're also removing some of that burden chemically, and it's actually not that hard to do. We've kind of perfected that. And then with the energy medicine, you're giving the body really the electrons that it needs for the cells to respirate, for the body to restore its own function. It's kind of a new breed of medicine, isn't it, Mark? More like what Thomas Edison envisioned, where he said the doctor of the future will work more on prevention than cure.
Absolutely. And we've had these visionaries, you know, over the centuries that have utilized natural or plant-based nutrition. I resonate with the Eden approach to wellness, because in the Garden of Eden, everything was resonating on a perfect schedule, on a perfect symphony. There were no violins out of tune, right? And that includes nutritionally and vibrationally. And so as we look at these modalities that are out there from maybe items that pet owners can acquire for themselves and also for their animals. I've really searched the world over for technologies that are effective, that are work, that are cost effective, that people can either go to somebody and receive, you know, assistance or learn themselves, which is really encouraging, because we are in the self-healing, and we're promoting this wellness of self-care that as our animals and our pets, certainly respond to our vibration as we heal and get well. It's amazing, even in the home factor, how positive things can occur over time. Isn't that neat?
It really is. And we are they're family members, as you know, so we're connected energetically. We have an energetic relationship, and animals are so, they have a sympathetic response to us where it seems that they're almost assisting us in processing our energies, or they love us so much that they just are feeling for us, whatever the case may be. If we're out of order, our babies and our pets are directly affected. So it's got to be a family effort, the whole family being healthy. And it's all about these take-home technologies, really putting the power in the hand of each individual to improve their quality of life and the quality of life of their pets. We're going to take a really quick break, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll be right back. We have some exciting guests at the end of the show, and we'll tell you more about them on the other side.
We'll be right back with the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show. Back, the number 2, Eden.org. Your pets doing? Are they full of energy? Are they strong and healthy? Are their coats smooth and glossy? Well, at backtoeden.org, it's quick and easy to put the pizzazz back into your pets. Backtoeden.org has products that are like nothing else you have ever tried. Go to back2eden.org to turn your pet's body clock back to Eden. back2eden.org. That's back2eden.org.
Hey pet lovers, listen up. Purr Spray Pet, all natural non-toxic spray for all of your pet problems. Proven safe to use for their skin, eyes, and ears. Helps calm and heal wounds, hot spots, insect bites, and lots more. Will not sting and very safe to use even for your feathered friends. To find out how you can keep your pets happy and healthy, go to purrspraypet.com. That's purrspraypet.com. purrspraypet.com. Or call us now at 386-310-3924.
All aboard. We're going back to Eden. Yeah, we're going back to Eden. Welcome back to the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show with your hosts, Gigi Shimon and Dr. Mark, who's here with us. We're talking about energy medicine. And after a conventional chiropractic education and practice, Dr. Mark began to discover the future of wellness. And isn't it true, Doctor, that Russia and Germany and even Japan, these other countries have had a lot more latitude with experimenting with energy technologies and are just light years ahead of us?
Absolutely. And interestingly, the technology that we use is from Germany, that's bioresonance. And although they've been using it over there for 30 years, that would be more considered somewhat mainstream in the energy medicine world in Germany and in Europe. But the fantastic, we have 5 books in English. And so on the bioresonance and biofeedback, including the technology of the WaveMaker and the WaveMaker Pro. And so we've been using that since 2002, and it's just been incredible. But you're correct. The Russians have studied global scaling waves along with the Germans. And this is another technology that we've seen be very, very effective, called the MyHealth device out of England. So there are some fantastic technologies, and you are correct in saying that, Europe, for example, Russia has really led the wave, if you will, in research over the decades with respect to energy medicine and really making sense of it in the sense that it's really biophysics. It's really being able to measure the body and, if necessary, and then specifically feedback signals that are complementary, that are energy and informational to the body, that just the body accepts, just like a compliment. just like a smile when somebody opens a door for you. You get that connection, and that's what how simple it is sometimes when the body has the ability to heal itself.
Well, I was watching a demonstration, and everyone knows about tuning forks. And basically, you take a tuning fork, and if a guitar string is in perfect tune, and you hit the tuning fork, and you get it tuning, and you put it near the guitar, it will make that string sound and play. You're not just hearing the tuning fork. The guitar string will vibrate at that same frequency, and you will hear the note if it's in perfect tune. And that's sort of like what our bodies are. We are crystalline. We're water-based. Water is a crystalline structure when it's healthy. And crystals resonate energy and frequency. They're frequency concentrators and also are used in our broadcast devices and in the equipment we're talking on today. They're all dependent on crystal technology. A lot of them use gemstones, lasers, and all of these advanced communication devices rely heavily on crystalline structures for their function. Silicon Valley isn't called silicon for nothing. And so obviously this information field that, you know, has been here, like you said, since the Garden of Eden, but we're just discovering it and the impact that it has on the physical. Now, I know this is kind of a chicken and the egg question, Doctor, but from your work, do you see that the biochemical influences the physical more or the energetic, or do you see any kind of juxtapositions or reciprocal relationships there?
I do. And as a matter of fact, interestingly, the one factor that I can say that has probably been more evident in our work and others is the fact of radiations and the electromagnetic field stress of the body on all the different technologies that we have that are out there. Take
right.
For instance, the EMF emissions can affect the body cells, but we've also seen an escalation in the environmental stress on the body. As you're very well aware of, Gigi, and what you've talked about on your show, is that relates not only to pets, but also the pet owners and the caretakers of our beautiful animals. Relative to our body burden, if you will, a term that means like just our lifetime accumulation, where we're right at right now with levels of maybe heavy metals inside of our body or different pesticides or dioxins or chemicals, et cetera. These fine, small amounts, even in part per million or part per billion, are really tiny. But I've been familiar with some of the study talking to some toxicologists that the real story is in the part per trillion. Like one drop in an Olympic-sized swimming pool is affecting our body, perhaps in a way that just takes us out of that proper tuning, as we were talking about tuning forks. So it's really that is a key that we look for, is how to detoxify the body and how to really bring back wholeness and harmony.
Well, you know, a lot of people don't realize, Dr. Mark, how we get these chemicals, but they're in everything that we do in our modern society. They're in your furniture, your paint, your house, your food, your air, your water, the packaging, your car. For instance, I tell everyone, when you get in your car on a hot summer's day and you don't roll down the windows and turn the air on and let everything air out, you're getting 3,000 milligrams of benzene. You're getting dosed. Well, the EPA says you really should only be exposed to, I believe it's 125 milligrams of benzene, and after that it becomes toxic. So that's just one small example. But because the standards on pet food are even lower than that for people food, what I can tell you is I personally believe a lot of the pet foods are being made in China right now. I've followed a lot of rabbit trails there and ended up there with the commercial pet food companies. They have absolutely zero standards. So it would be bad enough to be made here in the States. Then you take it someplace where there's like zero regulations. And I know that a lot of the herbs and stuff that were coming out of China, you had to have them tested. Some of them were contaminated with mercury and lead. And so I can't even imagine what they're putting in the commercial pet food. This is killing our pets. And so we have got to compensate by learning about these other things, how to reduce exposures. That's what we're all about here at Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show. We're going to have Dr. Mark on every week breaking it down for you. We want you to email in your questions, and he would be glad to answer you. He's done a lot of research. He's traveled. He's worked with some of the top researchers in the world. And so he's a wonderful resource here for you every show, and we're going to just keep educating you until you really get that you do have the power to A, do something about our situation. It's bad news, but we've got great solutions, and they're not as tough as they seem, are they, Dr. Mark? They're actually really fast in a lot of regards.
Absolutely, and when it comes down to just simple choices, if you just look at two or three ways you can improve your life, and your animal's life, your pet's life as well. It's just really amazing once you make a few positive changes. We talked about the environment component to our bodies and that, but I also want to bring up, Gigi, the emotional component, and that is where we really see where we can make a significant difference and change. And I'll just make an example. One of our clients came in, and we were checking them, and they had 95 levels of resentment. Well, that's, you know, maybe common out there, or bitterness, right? But the next time she came in, she only had, we cleared it out, and only had 5 levels of resentment the next time. So I said, what would you prefer, 95, 5, or 0? Well, she said 0, and that was the change that made it all happen months after that, that really put her into a positive position. The goal is to really get that positive essence back, but there is that component of the emotions that we can work on. Maybe find your top 5 list of the maybe negative emotions that are really holding you back or being a challenge, and then really you can go after that in some simple techniques like tapping or the EFT or emotional freedom technique or some other techniques that are out there in addition to biofeedback, and really start making some positive changes. But it's exciting to see people get well, and we know that animals hold on to you know, hurtful memories or trauma or abandonment issues and things like that. You know, that just goes without saying. And so what's awesome is to be able to learn some of these techniques for yourself and then apply them not only to yourself, but maybe help the animal as well, which is just beautiful.
It really is. I've spent a lot of years studying animal behavior and kind of gleaning from some great minds, and then just applying it in real life situations with a continuous flow of rescues coming through my life. And it's very rare that I run across an animal. I had one animal that was so damaged when I got her. Literally, she had a rope. It was a kitten with a rope tied around her neck. She had broken, eaten the rope apart, but it was cutting through into her flesh, and it was just about to sever her windpipe. And she was a feral cat. She came to me. She was like, I felt this impression, you know, take this off my neck. I cut it off her neck, and she was my cat forever. But she was so damaged, and I did all this work on her. And so I wish I had had energy medicine for her and some of the stuff you're telling me about right now, Dr. Mark, because back then I didn't have this knowledge. I didn't have this information. And she really never got over a small piece of it. We got her integrated, and she was a happy, healthy cat. But she would, every now and then, she would bite you, and it was really awful. So if we had had some of this emotional technique, some of these advanced techniques that are using the energy physics of the body, I bet you we could have gotten a better outcome with her.
I really believe so as well. And it's neat to see the shift and when that occurs. In humans, it's like a breath shift. It's like when the emotion is released, you almost have this deep, relieving sigh, like the, you know, and you just feel so much more resolution. And that breath shift is what you look for. The energy healers that I've learned from and so forth are all about watching for that breath shift, and that's really a resolution factor. In music, there's resolution. Even in healing, there's resolution, which is what's really beautiful. So even animals can shift, and even though it might take several times with humans, same thing with animals, but there is healing, there is hope out there, and that's what's really exciting with this energy medicine.
You know, I've seen my animals do that when I'm working with them. I do massage, acupressure, on them, or I'll just lay hands on them and pray over them and just tell them how much I love them and have them look into my eyes and different things with cats. You do the slow blink, and there's these different techniques, and after it's reinforced, you can see them. They'll even then, when they see you, instead of cowering from you, they'll have that sigh like, oh, because it almost brings that remembrance and that connection. We're going to take another really quick break. Doctor, we'll be back on the other side, ladies and gentlemen, with special guests coming up soon.
We'll be right back with the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show. Back, the number 2, Eden.org.
Your itchy dog allergy sad? Did you know that our dogs suffer from the same pollen, dust mite, and mold allergies that we do? Now, veterinarian dermatologist Dr. Christian has formulated Doggy Goo. Doggy Goo is a peanut butter treat for your dog. But Doggy Goo also sublingually builds tolerance to 10 pollens, 2 mites, and 3 molds 100% naturally. Try Doggy Goo. Your dog will Doggy Goo lick it up. Call 855-246-2426. The number again is 855-246-2426 or on the web www.healthygoo.com. Goo spelled G-O-O. Scratch it.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit BikeToeLeash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. Bike Toe Leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeToeLeash.com.
All aboard. We're going back to Eden. Yeah. We're going back to Eden. Welcome back to the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show with your host, Gigi Shimon, and Dr. Mark. And we have with us today an amazing manufacturer, Plato's Pet Treats.com. And Plato is committed to the health of your animals. And we're going to take a real quick break because you've got to have treats. Treats are important for training. We were just talking about animal behavior and animal emotions. And listen, a healthy treat is an important part of affirmation and reinforcement of any healing work that you do with rescues on your own pets. It's a comfort thing. We all have our own comfort foods. Well, so do our babies. And I would like to welcome Yulin to our show today from PlatoPetTreats.com. Are you with us, Yulin?
Yes, I am. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, we're really stoked that there's people on the forefront with conscious companies that are providing foods that are safe and that are healthy and that are more geared towards the ancestral diet, really what these animals systems are designed to eat. And I looked over your website thoroughly and I saw that that's kind of what your company's about. Am I right on that?
Absolutely. You hit the nail on the head. You know, Plato was started, it was actually 3 generations ago. The founders were in the pet food industry, and in 2006 they said, you know what, we've had enough. Our pets are part of our family, and we want to make sure they are getting, you know, not byproducts, no more fillers, no more artificial stuff. Let's just start our own treat company in the San Joaquin Valley, which is a huge agricultural area, you know, I guess worldwide. I think it's known for its agriculture.
Truly.
And so that's where we got started, and we just started making things ourselves.
That's so great. You know, necessity is the mother of invention. And why did you guys choose the name Plato?
Well, you know, Plato really started from the concept of just starting to be really thoughtful and smart about what we were feeding our family members, our dogs. And we thought, you know, who is so iconic in just being really thoughtful about everything? And that's how we came up with Plato.
Well, you know,
philosopher.
That's right. Some dogs are philosophers too, honestly. You look into their eyes and it's like you feel like I'm looking into the eyes of a wise person. You just never know that some of them are so knowing. And so how do Plato pet treats differ really from your mainstream pet treat?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Most of the treats that are out there are what's called extruded. So they're in these really perfect little shapes and they've got byproducts in there, which means it's not the meat that you know we're getting at the store, the you know, the thighs and the breasts. It's parts that we're not even eating that are left over. So we don't have any of that stuff in there. We don't have anything artificial in there. And when we can, for example, our organic chicken recipe, that's organic chicken. And our facility that we slow bake this stuff in to really make sure the nutrition stays in there, which most treat companies don't even do.
No, they use very high temperatures.
That's exactly right. And we're able to do this slow, unique process in our organic certified facility that's even, we've got USDA inspected.
Wow, you know, that is such an ordeal to maintain that certification, the things that you have to do. We commend you. Thank you for holding that place and holding that standard and offering organic treats. And then also you came out with a new line of the small bites. Tell us about those.
Yeah, we work very closely with veterinarians. We all have dogs and have had dogs for a very long time. And, you know, what we've noticed is obesity is a big issue, and behavior issues are something that even the veterinarians are seeing. So we thought, you know, what do we need most in this industry now for folks that really love their dogs and want to treat them well and with healthy, safe treats? The veterinarian said, you know what, we need smaller treats. So we came out with small bites, organic chicken small bites, that are actually 90% fewer calories than our regular treats. And that really helps with training as well.
Absolutely. So you can give them a treat and kind of have the knowing that, well, I'm not contributing to their weight issue.
Yeah, that's good. That's perfect. We're looking at some of the statistics, and we couldn't believe that, you know, more than half the dogs out there are over their optimal weight, and 90% of those owners didn't realize it. And I thought, oh, I think my dog's the perfect weight.
Yeah, and a lot of that weight is not what people think. It's not necessarily from too many calories. It's from empty calories and no nutrition and a lot of toxins. And I don't know if you heard the beginning of the show, but we were talking about how a lot of the pet foods are made in China that has absolutely zero regulation, zero.
Thank you for saying that. That's our number one way that we distinguish ourselves is we have nothing from China. Everything is from North America.
Yay. And so with Valentine's Day coming up, are you guys running any specials?
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, we actually did this this survey, and we couldn't even believe it. Apparently more than 50% of people are actually going to get treats for their dog for Valentine's Day. And we thought that was pretty funny. And it turns out Bradley Cooper's dog is the hottest one. We said, which celebrity dog do you think your dog would have a crush on? And most people said Bradley Cooper's dog.
That's crazy. So what else is going on at Plato right now?
Well, you know, we're really excited. We're coming out to Florida at the beginning of March to Orlando for the Global Pet Expo.
Oh,
so
that's
we'll be
huge.
Down there.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll see you.
Yeah, so people can come and you'll have a booth there and they can get samples and talk to you and see all your materials and everything?
Well, believe it or not, this one is an industry one. So it's the your favorite pet supply store would come here, and we're going to show them actually, you know, the news that I just broke with you, which is that we have small bites. Most of the retailers don't know that yet, so you might be one of the first to hear that.
Well, you heard it here first. Okay, well, so this is awesome. So if you have a boutique pet store that you go to, be sure to tell them, hey, you're going to the Orlando Pet Show, right? Because we want to get Play-Doh pet treats for our dogs, and we want you to carry them. And so we really appreciate you coming on, Yulin, and sharing about your dog treats. We love to support conscious companies that are giving our babies what they deserve, which is food that nourishes and is not dangerous.
You know, Gigi, there's one other cool thing that we just launched on the website. It's actually a canine calorie counter.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So people can go check that out.
Normally you go to the vet and you're like, how many calories should my dog be eating? How many are we giving him or her? But now it looks like a little calculator. You put in whether they're neutered or whether they're still intact or if they're obese or if they're normal, and then it'll plop out, you know, how many calories should your dog be having?
So you can go to PlaydoughPetTreats.com and you can play with that fun little app. And Yulin, thank you so much. It was a pleasure having you on the show. And we hope
Thanks
to check in with you
me.
Soon or maybe see you in Orlando.
I would love that. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much. Bye, Yulin.
Take care.
Well, back to Eden. That's just one more resource of a grain-free, organic, healthy food source, all United States sourced ingredients. Dr. Mark, isn't that like a relief?
It absolutely is. I was so excited that this resource is available, and you can have your pet certainly engage. And I'm sure the results, including the elements of healthy weight, if your animal is overweight, providing healthy treats is of the essence. And so it's nice to have great resources that are made in the U.S. So we're thrilled.
Yeah, because really, it for a long time, it's been very hard to get like raw frozen food, even unless your boutique pet store carries it. What I recommend to everyone is go to the best butcher, go to Whole Foods Market, and just get their best organic beef. Yeah, it's pricey, but these are family members we're talking about. I've always thought it strange. Do you come across this, Dr. Mark, where people are like, oh, you know, I can't afford that superfood. I can't afford that thing that's going to save my life. But meanwhile, a lot of money is being wasted on things that's already killing them. And people don't really realize, like, they'll invest in their house, they'll remodel the house, they'll put on new siding, but this is the house, your body, your pet's body, that's the only house they're ever going to have. And we're learning now how to remodel with nutrients and these amazing energy products. But it's an investment in longevity. It's an investment. It's not a cost like, oh, I can't afford that. You can't afford to be well. Of course you can. You can't afford to keep your babies well. Of course you can. What I found, Dr. Mark, is I've saved thousands in vet bills because I invest in their wellness with healthy food.
You
how
know,
about
your
in your,
your
how
most,
about in your clients in your practice?
Exactly. You know, our health is our most valuable asset. So you're absolutely right. Our pet health is our pet health is so incredible and incredibly important as well. And so this just goes without saying that we can focus and put those dollars in a proactive way and absolutely make a difference. Those small things that we can do can make a big difference long-term in our health, Gigi.
And what's really fun is through the ups and downs of my health challenges, oftentimes could not afford all of the things that I wanted to. And so we were able to innovate some really cost-effective solutions and ways. And one of them that we have right now is this way that you can grow your own foods for pennies a day. Basically, you're going to be making money after the first year. You're going to be making $45 a month by growing the healthiest food, knowing exactly what's in it, where it came from, what kind of water it's being watered with. Because I saw a video on YouTube. Everyone, you should go and YouTube this. And they put a plastic coating on the outside of the lettuce, even if it's organic. They're considered food coatings. They're considered safe food coatings. But I mean, how much of that, doctor, can you eat before it's going to not be safe?
You know, and we just have to be mindful of these things. And when you hear them and when I hear them and you report on them to the listening audience, just these little tips that we need to hear about and just be mindful of, because the more things that we can really do and maybe eliminate or try to, as you mentioned, eat more organic and make more better food choices, We look at this environmental challenge that we do have, and I wrote a book called The Hidden Chemical Invasion back in 2004, 2005, and it was my research at the time that really made me mindful and helped me and my family and our clients at the time be more mindful about our environment and then what we can do about it, because we really can make some very good, safe choices and be more aware of just maybe the things that are so simple that we can incorporate.
With the big Park Avenue, you know, advertising revolution that occurred with the advent of TV, just because it's a major company and just because they have a very slick ad campaign doesn't necessarily mean that you're getting all the information you need to make an informed decision. And so that's what I've had to be someone that has had to dig past the facade into the nitty-gritty. You got to read between the lines in order to even find the rabbit trails to go and get the information. But what's really great is we have the internet now. We're in the age of information. We can get information very quickly, and it is power. You empower yourself to avoid the things that can be avoided, because there are some things that can't be avoided. So what we want to do is definitely deal with the stuff that's, you know, dealable. Let's reduce exposures. No, a lot of people are like, well, I'm never going to be able to keep chemicals out of my animal or my life. Well, no, you're not, but you can reduce them. And then there's a lot of stuff that you can do that's going to help your body release them. That's important too. We're going to take them in, but if your body's in a healthy state, a lot of them can go right through. Isn't that true, Doctor?
It is, absolutely. And so when you get the proper nutrients and the proper vitamins and minerals and amino acids, the substrates, great quality water. I've been a fan of ionized water or alkaline water for some time now, just the last 5 years. But even giving that to our cat, if you will, you can imagine that there's less aroma in the house and all these positives, including behavior. It's really interesting when we get the right things in our bodies as pet owners and also for our pets, it makes such a big difference. And life is just, it's easier. It just goes smoother when you're healthier, which is our whole goal.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're so stoked to have you today. Thank you for listening. We're going to be right back after this message.
We'll be right back with the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show. Back2Eden.org.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat treated to help retain all the natural rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com, order code 3395. Put your pet on the path to good health.
All aboard. We're going back to Eden. Yeah, we're going back to Eden. Welcome back to the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show with your hosts, Gigi Shimon and Dr. Mark. And we're here with Devra Thunderbeat, a master herbalist for over two decades. She's also a pioneer in sound healing and an accomplished musician. She has studied sound frequencies, utilizing tones with the energy centers of the body. Many people call them chakras, but I don't want anyone to be scared by that word. These are actually scientifically verified energy centers in the body. Devra has profound results using both of her methods, relieving pain, rheumatoid arthritis, staph infection, breast cancer, and much, much more. Welcome, Devra.
Hello, Gigi. Thank you for having me.
We're so excited. Sound really, I believe, precedes even light, because in the ancient scripts, the first utterance preceded the first manifestation of light. And I think there's a code in that about the power of sound to heal. And I mean, anyone could go on YouTube and put on a video of literally animals dancing to music, and babies. You don't have to teach a baby how to dance. They hear the music and they flow with it, whether there's a pronounced beat or not. I've watched beautiful things with children. I actually was a dance instructor of very, very small children. Everyone's like, you'll never be able to do with anything with them. They're too little. And we had amazing things occur during our classes and performances. And so tell us about the work that you're doing, Devra, with pets and with healing.
Well, you know, like you were talking about the rescue dogs, you know, a lot of them are scared and frightened. They using just certain tones or music, very, you know, mellow music or ambient music will calm them down. Well, can't be using the colors because they can't really visualize. You can't talk to them about colors, but because I use color, light, sound work and tuning forks. The tuning forks you were mentioning earlier, they work with anxiety, fear, stress, especially when a dog is scared to death. You know, when you're finding a dog that you know, in the shelter is like, what's going on? Oh, help
yes.
me. So that really calms them down. I have a chakra journey CD that I play, for my dog, and he just totally mellows out. It has a certain activational tones. For the chakras, is, by the way, is over 10,000 years old knowledge, and it is
yes.
working with color, light, sound, and it is major points in the body. But the CD has the tones that goes through the whole seven colors of the rainbow, and just playing that CD just mellows out the dog and actually relieves, like I said, a lot of fear, stress, and actual pain, because anxiety and fear creates pain in your body.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's a chemical reaction in the body, and those chemicals are only, they're warning systems. We're not meant to live in those states.
That's
and neither right. are our pets.
Right.
So this is amazing. And please say the name of that CD again.
It's called Chakra Journey. It's won many awards, as in for helping so many people, animals, with pain, emotional issues. The list goes on and on and on. Actually chronic pain. I'm talking chronic pain where people have tried everything for their back pain, and this CD works. And actually you can download it on my website for $7, you know.
Oh, that's great. That's so easy. ThunderVisionRecords.com?
Yeah, either that or ThunderBeat. BEAT.com. You can go to either one and just click on downloads. And then you can sample the music there, too. I use it a lot from all my other healing work that I do balancing the system. And I do other kinds of activational work with the DNA also.
Well, you know, Devra, you're like a living version of the energy medicine technologies we were talking about earlier in the program.
Yes.
And that's really great, because we need the healing gifts. Dr. Mark, have you encountered these gifted healers and they can charge people up just like a great piece of technology, can't they?
Yes, and it's wonderful to hear from the healers that are out there really what their passion is and their gift is. But you can fine-tune. We all have the ability to heal and work on people or work on ourselves or work on animals. But people have studied for decades and really have seen how this plays in such a positive role. I'm sure our guest has seen some amazing things happen with animals and how they respond so quickly sometimes just by seeing those positive changes come in with the energy work. So it's very exciting.
And Dr. Mark is also gifted, and he has unique healing gifts. And we'll have to go into that another time, Dr. Mark, and really get into that. We're here with Devra. And Devra, you're also a master herbalist. Do you use, how did you discover natural herbs?
Well, I was actually, when I moved to Florida, and I was there for 6 months, and all of a sudden my body became like it was like burning inside out, and I went to all these doctors, and all these doctors gave me antibiotics, and they did not work. And the doctor said, "Well, there's nothing wrong with you." And I said, "There is something wrong with me. I couldn't even pick up a pen or a pencil. You know, it was so bad." And I went to all these specialists and spent thousands and thousands of dollars, and every single doctor said nothing is wrong with you. And so I said, "Well, I prayed to God." And I prayed, I said, "What about herbs?" I didn't know a thing about herbs. And actually, they gave me, a voice came in and said, A, B, C. And so I meditated in A, and they said, aniseed, B, burdock root, C, comfrey. I had never heard of burdock root or comfrey in my whole life. These words came to me, so I went to the store, and I found them at the natural health food store, and I intuitively put them together, and now, I was in this pain for 6 months, and I did this. I put these herbs together, and I took them 3 times a day, and in 3 days, the pain was gone. So after that, I was like, oh, my God, I have to. I just started researching, studying everything I could, and I have, from this day on, I have cured so many people with breast cancer, lymphatic cancer, HIV, staph infection. I mean, I'm such a passion for it.
We can't say that we cure.
Okay.
That's actually, we're not allowed in this country to say that. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we're not representing that. But what we are saying is that by applying this information that really is thousands and thousands of years old, you can activate your body to heal itself, to do what it does best, which is restore and regenerate itself. These were tools given to us in the Garden of Eden. And we love it that are specific superfoods. Herbs are superfoods, and they are very, very healing in so many ways. And I know people that have used, that have gotten over cancer. I know people that have gotten over all of those things. And so that's the hope. When you run out of answers and conventional medicine doesn't have answers for you, do like what Devra did. Do what I did. Dr. Mark did the same thing. We started looking and digging and seeking for knowledge ourselves, because no one can really tell you. You have to counsel with your professional healthcare provider about your healthcare decisions. But ultimately, it's your body. It's your animal's body. The doctor's not in charge of your body. The veterinarian is not in charge of your animal's body. They're there to help you. You pay them to help you. But ultimately, it's our responsibility for our own lodge, our own earth lodge, and we have these little precious ones that are entrusted into our care, these animal friends and companions, and we are actually responsible for them because we've domesticated them. They're dependent upon us. So if we have knowledge, we're going to have power, Devra, aren't we?
Absolutely, absolutely.
And we're going to be able to access the amazing... Now, it is important, Devra, don't you think, where you get your herbs from?
Yes, definitely you want organic herbs. I actually pick my own certain ones that grow here in the area. I live in Sedona, Arizona. So there are some special herbs here. There's actually, they have found that that Sedona, Arizona has over 50 different herbs here, more than any other city or state. Yeah.
Wow, I had no idea. Everyone thinks of cactus, you know, with Arizona.
Yeah.
But I know they have chaparral.
Is amazing stuff, yeah. That is
a chaparral bath for a pet that's been exposed to, you know, pesticides or poison can be very, very helpful. But definitely consult with your healthcare provider. But Devra's got a lot of great information on her websites, which is thunderbeat.com. And you can get our music at thundervisionrecords.com. And we're out of time, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us, Devra. We're really excited to meet healers like you that are spreading the love and the light and the truth about the possibilities and what we really have here in our little Garden of Eden available to us still to help go back there.
Yeah. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Gigi.
Thank you so much, Devra. And Dr. Mark, we're all out of time. Next time we're going to have to start all over with the next exciting set of topics. So, ladies and gentlemen, Mark, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you, Gigi. Thank you, everyone.
And thank you, everyone, for joining us today at the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show.
You've been listening to the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show.